Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. Got guests coming up, but I'll get to James and Robert and Jacob and Max. Anonymous, people just joined us. He was saying, when do we start using our Second Amendment? Anybody tries to take you to a FEMA camp for political reasons, anybody tries to, you know, take your family to a re-education center, you don't just have a right, you have a duty to defend yourself. But we need to absolutely do everything we can in the information war, the First Amendment, that's a lot mightier than the sword, if you'll use it. That's why big corrupt governments want to go right to violence, because they don't want to face us. You know, I'm not one of these pacifist people all the way, like Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I go all the way with that until they're trying to load people on trucks to take them to some re-education dungeon. But it's not with pleasure that I talk about things like that. You know, a lot of these people who I hear talk about violence, they talk about what they're going to do at their house if the system comes. I mean, if you ever get to that point, you don't wait at your house. You go out and find people. Let me just tell you something. All of you out there talking about what you're going to do, why do you always talk about at your house, folks? That's a death trap. I mean, I don't want to get into resistance here, but I mean, you better learn a little bit about it before you start talking about it. And then, are you really going to be sitting there down some side street and wait till cops are changing shift and open up from a disclosed location, I mean, from a secret location, a hidden location with a high-powered rifle and shoot a bunch of them? You really going to do that? You're really going to do that? Because everybody that wants a revolution and let's go kill some people, that's what they talk about. And you know what will happen if that starts? The police are all going to pull back. They're all going to pull back to armored keeps, and the power is just going to be shut off. That's the system's plan. And then everything's going to start disintegrating, and then they're going to plan to have everybody roll out after that and bring in military, you name it, and it is not a pretty picture. Let me tell you the answer. The answer is identify the globalists, the real enemies, the crimes they've committed, the big bankers openly dealing drugs, running the aircraft, running all the other stuff. Identify who's doing all this and watch their agenda unfold and just sit back and just take it. That's going to beat these people. And don't worry. Those of you that want a shooting war, the globalists are going to start it way before then. They're not going to let us win so easily. They're not going to let us win so easily. We've got to take the punishment in front of everybody. We've got to let them burn down the Alamo, burn down Waco. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us have got to stand there and let them kill us if they want to. The more I think about it, I'd probably just, you know, I love life so much I'm willing for them to kill me. I would never commit suicide, but I'm not worried about being struck down. That's what it's all about. Don't you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what it's all about to be a man. It's about being willing to die for women and children. That's what civilization is built on. Not being sent overseas because you think you're fighting for women and children, but to really hear in your own country. All right, you got 1 minute as we go out to break. The endless talk of violence is not the road to go, in my view. Go ahead, Anonymous. Oh, he just hung up. I was going to go back to him. You know, that's another discussion that has to be had. The globalists want to wall themselves off behind these national security infrastructures and then send out their drones and their police and their robots against us. And that's the real danger. But you do not hurt the New World Order. Because in all these staged federal deals, they go out and create a fake militia to demonize militias. It's always they're going to target police and military. That way they can go to police and military and say, see, these guys want to target you to create that new enemy, you know, rebels versus, you know, the bluecoats. We don't let them frame the debate. We don't let them frame the paradigm. We don't just jump into the uniforms they say. We go out with the info, which is violent. The truth is violently powerful, and we use it. You have weapons in the info war.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are going to continue with your phone calls after Tyrell Ventura leaves us, with Robert, James, Jacob, Max, John, and others. Tyrell Ventura has been in quite a few films on his own right. He's produced television shows. He's done camera work, producing, and also starring in the third edition of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory with Sean Stone. Now, you know they killed one episode, the Homeland Security episode last year. A lot of other stuff happened I'm not at liberty to talk about. You get told this stuff off record. They don't, for whatever reasons, they've been sworn to secrecy, but it's like something out of a movie. Now, I was part of shooting just amazing interviews at rocket bases and just all sorts of craziness. Really powerful new season coming out. Jesse Ventura, when he was on a month ago, says 50-50 whether it's ever going to air. I've talked to some of the folks involved. Tyrell Ventura thinks it will come out, but generally it airs a few months after it's done. It should have been out in like January or February. It hasn't come out. So we'll ask him about that. Also the LIBOR scandal. But out of the gates here, Tyrell, I just had a caller on earlier who was saying, when do we start using our Second Amendment? When do we start, going after the government? And sure, the government sold us out. It's legalizing illegal aliens. It's giving trillions to foreign banks. It's arming against us with 450 million rounds of ammo and all the rest of it and preparing for civil unrest. But the issue is that in my experience, he who shoots first loses. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's why they want to curtail the internet right now. That's why they banned that police state episode that I worked on with you that was so powerful. That they're afraid of info. Tyrell Ventura, what do you say to that?
I agree completely. You know, the truth will always, you know, the truth is stronger than violence. You know, you can't, you know, like you said, firing the first shot or being violent in any way towards the government, that's not going to solve the problem. You know, they want us, you know, for us people out here who are, you know, searching to get the truth out into the public sphere and get people awake to what's really going on in the world. You know, if we start shooting up places or blowing up buildings and things like that, you know, that takes away any credibility to anything that we're doing, because violence does not solve problems. You know, violence is an easy out. You know, that's the easy thing to do. And you know what? It doesn't work. You know, defending yourself is one thing, but outright violence is ludicrous. It's insane. It's stupid. It doesn't solve the problem, you know. It does not solve the problem, and it doesn't garner sympathy. You know, what you want is you want people on your side. You don't want people scared of you.
Well, that's why the globalists staged Oklahoma City. That's why they staged this Aurora thing. It's got all the telltale signs over the top. They want to have the moral authority. They don't have it. They've got a 9% approval rating. I mean, I even saw the cover of Time magazine where they said, "How guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control." Because we understand that criminals are going to have guns regardless. We need them to protect ourselves. Tyrell, I want to continue along that line, looking at the television show. Give us the latest on that.
Well, basically with the television show is we're finishing up the editing process. It got, you know, got a little slowed up earlier this year, which caused a delay in the editing and the post-production of the work that we're doing. But, you know, it's moving along, and you know, I think the show will be on this year. I've received no word that it isn't. You know, and you know, the delays are just production delays. I there's nothing, you know, scary or Machiavellian going on or anything, you know, kind of behind the scenes. It's not that. It's just kind of standard things that happen that you don't want to happen in production, but they do. And so it just got slowed up, you know. And
sure, I understand you're putting a good face on it, but I mean, I hope it airs because I'm in it and it's important. And I mean, I want to see all these episodes that I'm not in. I want to know.
We got great topics this year. You know, we got some really great topics and things like that. It's just, you know, The magic of making television or in production is that anything can and will happen, and sometimes we do get slowed up and then things of that nature. I have a strong feeling it'll be on this year. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're still spending money on making the show. So as long as we're still spending money on making the show, the chances that it'll be on the air are that much higher.
Well, I tend to agree with you because let's just tell folks what happened. It's not a secret. Jesse's talked about it. Your father's talked about it, Governor Ventura. It was shot and done, and they got a new person over the company, and they said, okay, we want it all redone. And now that's been going on for 6 months. And now, sure, they wouldn't be doing that if they weren't going to release it. My concern is, what direction have they taken it in now that they changed it?
Oh, the direction of it, that it's been taken is nothing that radically different from what it was before. What happens in production is that, you know, you have a group of mine, you know, we get together and say, okay, here's the shows that we're going to do. We go, you know, with the network and all of that, and then we go through Jesse and we decide what the shows are. We set out to do those shows with our liaison from the network and things like that, which is a normal part of any television production. Certain things happen, but, you know, basically, that, you know, beyond our control, people move on, take different jobs. So we got reassigned another liaison. But that person came in very late in the game. And that person has their views of what you know, how to kind of structure the storylines of the show. You know, not in the sense of, like, restructuring the facts of the show or anything like that, but just, you know, what interview goes where and what place, that kind of thing. And so in redoing that, because we'd already shot everything, we had to kind of restructure all of that. And when you do that at any time, it just takes more time and energy. And editing takes a long time. Anybody who's been in production knows this, that when you're editing something, if you have one script and then, you know, that sequence of events gets changed or altered, you got to go back in and recut and retool and do all that. And, you know, we have 8 shows, so it's a lot of work, you know, and it's a lot of editors working long hours and things like that. And, you know, these things happen. You know, like I said, in my time with it, I've never once felt any kind of, you know, It was never about any kind of censorship or, oh, these shows are too hot to handle or anything like that. It was purely just, you know, restructuring on organizational levels and production, you know, just these changes happen and then you're kind of waiting like, well, you know, what's going to happen next? Do we need, you know, when do we get the new set of notes in? And, you know, that kind of thing. But it's, but it's plugging along and we're finishing up and then, you know, hopefully I would hope that at some point this fall, the show will be on. I don't know exact dates or
no,
anything
I tend
like
to
that,
think you're right. Sure, I tend to think you're right. I mean, obviously, if they're just re-editing it and wanted to go in another direction, that does take a lot of time. Show they haven't killed it. Normally, they would just say, that's it. We're doing nothing with it. So very exciting.
After all this time, if they truly wanted the show to be over, they could have pulled the plug at any time. But I don't think they do. I've always gotten the sense that they're happy with the show in general and, you know, things like that. And we're happy. The shows are going to be wild and woolly. And then, you know, we're going to hit some topics that I don't think anybody ever would predict Jesse going into, which was a lot of fun this year and hitting some stuff that, is a little bit different from previous seasons, but should be rather entertaining.
Yeah, like your dad and David Icke had a big meltdown.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hell of an interesting show, you know, and, it's interesting seeing Jesse, go up against someone like David Icke, or not even against, but just it's interesting to see Jesse, you know, in a room with David. You know, they're both really amazing personalities.
Well, and, I can say that your dad was open-minded about it because I know his view on things. And I I've talked to both sides, so I know kind of the comedy of errors that happened. But it's going to be amazing. I hope it gets on air. Let's shift.
Oh, it will be.
Good, good. Let's shift gears now into some of the other big subjects. Your dad and you did that incredible last season interviews with all these Wall Street people admitting the fraud. Now it's coming out that they're laundering money for drug dealers, aircraft for Al Qaeda. All of it, HSBC with Al-Qaeda, all of this, the LIBOR scandal. I mean, that really vindicates everything we've been breaking down.
To me, the LIBOR scandal is to me the biggest crime in modern history. I think it affects more people than any assassination that we could look into and possibly even, you know, maybe not on a casualty level, but even 9/11. Because if you really look at what it means, is that LIBOR, for people that don't know, is essentially the 16 biggest world banks. We're talking the financial elite, the people that we talk about, if you want to call them Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, that's where they come from. They're the people, those 16 world banks control the flow of money. And essentially what they've been doing for the last, we could say 10, maybe 20 years, is essentially fixing the interest rates for their own purpose, meaning that LIBOR is a universally agreed upon interest rate that these banks would loan money to each other with. You know, like basically, hey, if this world bank came to this other world bank and said, we're going to give you a loan, this is pretty much what the interest rate would be. That interest rate is used for every other subsidiary interest rate. So if you go back and look at the credit card interest rates, your school loan interest rates, pretty much any interest rate in the majority of the working world kind of bases its interest rates on LIBOR, that number. And if they've been manipulating that number, that means that every subsidiary, every trickle-down interest rate that uses that number to base itself on has been manipulated, meaning that if you've been paying into a school loan all these years, X amount of dollars on interest, that interest rate wasn't true, which means you've either been paying more than you should have been paying or less, but regardless, you've been paying to a fraudulent number. That shakes the very foundation of capitalism as we know it to its very core. And that is huge. And the amazing thing about it is that they had to, in a settlement, say that they manipulated this and show that they did in order to get through this settlement, this Barclays settlement. That essentially is court-documented proof that there is a financial elite and that everything that you've been yelling about and that I've been yelling about and everything that us conspiracy theorists have been talking about is true, that there is a ruling class in the world that is controlling how the world works. How they do that is by controlling the money, and that trickles into the drug dealing, like you were saying. Al-Qaeda, governments, they own most of our politicians. They do, you know, so you're probably going to see a lot of slap on the wrist. You're probably going to see some, you know, traitors go to jail and, oh, look, we solved the problem. But it doesn't solve the problem because the very essence of the system that we live by, capitalism, that the world lives by, is rigged. And if that system is rigged, then, you know, there's no truth to any system. You know, there's no stability to any system that we stand on today.
Let's pick up where you left off there. I couldn't say it any better myself, Tyrell Ventura.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
All right, we have had Tyrell Ventura just popping in with us to give us an update on Conspiracy Theory, the third season. I hope he's right. seems to make sense that if they're spending all this time and money still producing the show, that it's going to be even better and they're going to put it out. I hope that's the case. But you were really hitting the bone there. I mean, you had me thinking about, yeah, LIBOR. I mean, it's all rigged. Everybody who's been hurt by this has been made to be a plaintiff, and they're getting a slap on the wrist. And every day there's new outrages with the big mega banks engaged in everything you can imagine. And now they're announcing, I'm sure you saw the clip, where they're announcing that mega banks have conquered the world and that world government is here, but that we're lucky to have the mega banks run our life, Tyrell.
That's the dog and pony show. You need us. You need us in order to survive. Well, no, we don't. We need to restructure the system from the ground up. You guys have run the system into the dirt, and now we need to restructure it because basically you've manipulated and controlled every aspect of our life. You know, and people always say, well, when's world government coming? When is the police state coming? Well, it's already here. You know, you don't need to have chain, you don't need to have razor wire on the corners of your neighborhood if they're controlling what you can and can't do with your financial stability. You know, I mean, if they're controlling all that, then you don't need razor wire.
No, very well said.
When you have a citizenry in constant debt from the moment that they try to get any kind of education and then they get out of college and they're completely, debt-ridden, and that debt that they're paying interest to, if that interest rate is completely fixed, then they're going to be in debt the rest of their lives. And that's indentured servitude. So people ask me, well, when's the police state coming? Well, we're already here. You know, it kind of snuck up on us. You know, you don't need jackbooted bugs on every corner in order to live in a police state when, all you need is control over the money. And that's what they have.
And control over travel and checkpoints at key transportation zones and total surveillance and the IRS saying you can't leave the country if they say you owe taxes.
Exactly. You know, it's a fact. You know, to me, what's also really fascinating about the LIBOR thing is that you have the 16, elites at the top of the food chain, the top of the pyramid. Well, now the underlings of them lost money on this too. So now they're suing the upper crust. You know, they're suing their masters, and now the masters are fighting back against them. So essentially, what you have is a very rare moment in time that the globalist elites are fighting each other. And are all trying to steal. It's like the sharks are eating themselves. And so it's actually a very good time to get knowledge and truth out into the public sphere and to get people awakened to this kind of thing, because while they're busy fighting themselves, we might actually be able to make some really good change.
Wow.
We might be able to sneak up on them and make the changes we need to make this world a better place.
Tyrell, the angles you take us in really are thought-provoking. I'll just do this here on air. As soon as you ever get good Skype hooked up, I'd like to invite you sometime to host the show.
Anytime you'd like, man. I'll give it a shot. Why not?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm honored to do that.
You'll do more than give it a shot. No. I've thought that off air before, but then never made the point on air. I'm glad you brought that up, that this system is even destroying its underlings, and there is a lot of infighting within the power structure. This thing is not monolithic. We can beat it.
Yes. You know, the power structure, I mean, there's always a turnover. That's human nature. Every generation, there's a new generation that comes in and takes over. Well, right now you have a fight between the younger generation of elites and the older generation of elites. The older are getting older. They're trying to hold on to power. The young generation's trying to come up. That's the perfect opportunity for all us who've been affected by them to sneak in and make our change.
We've only got one minute.
Not violently. You don't need to do that violently. You can beat them mentally. You can beat them through art. You can beat them through culture. You can beat them through education, demanding the right education.
I agree.
We've
only got about 45 seconds left. I want to invite you back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. Give us the Facebooks, Twitters, stuff like that. And then briefly, you were telling me off air, an explosion of new filmmaking that's anti-tyranny right now in L.A.
There is. There's a lot of underground independent filmmakers here that are fighting back against the corporate studio system, and they're making a lot of really great, great projects for folks up in Minnesota that I know, the folks out here. They're really starting to say, no, we're going to make movies about the police state, and we're going to make movies about what this world could be like. Why? Because us as artists, we have to do to educate people. We educate people through fiction. You know, they use fiction against us. We can use fiction against
them. Give us the Facebook. Give us the websites.
Jesse Ventura, the official Facebook page, We Ain't Got Time to Bleed. Those are the ones you want to check out for any Jesse Ventura news and things like that. They're updated, updated daily.
All right. Great job, Tyrell. Great job talking to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, the tree to the ground, shutter from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining power. Couture in the summer of rage, the building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
You tell them, Shooter Jennings. I want to get him back on the show. Some good music right there. What do you expect from Waylon Jennings' voice? All right, I'm going to jam in a few phone calls real quick because I promised I would, and I appreciate you holding. Ahead, I'm getting another guest on, a doctor, an expert on these things, to break down the incredible news coming out on fluoride and more. And we have another guest coming on right now. Let's go to Robert in Virginia, then James and others. Robert, thanks for holding. Well, I've been talking to our last guest, what is on your mind today from the comments I was making earlier?
Alex, hello. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I got through. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Okay. I have a very important question for you. I was wondering when you're going to get Pastor Lindsey Williams back on the show. You know, he's predicting the end of the dollar by the end of this year. I was wondering if you got him lined up and how much faith are you putting into his forward-looking statements.
I would say in the past, about 98% of what he got from his sources was accurate. We confirmed it at Bilderberg. Now things are changing so much. I mean, I don't think his source has all the answers, even though it's the former CEO of a major oil company. Things are so fluid. But we've had a lot of folks want us to have Lindsey on, and some obviously don't. But we do need to get Lindsey Williams on in the near future.
Okay, great. I also like to say God bless 97-year-old David Rockefeller.
God bless the possum, huh?
There you go.
All right, buddy, anything else?
No, sir. I was just wondering if you got him lined up to come on the show.
David Rockefeller?
No, Lindsey.
I've actually talked to David Rockefeller before.
Yeah, I know you did. That would be great to have him on the show, wouldn't it?
It was beyond bizarre. It was beyond bizarre. But I don't have time to get into the whole story. But, yes, thank you for the call. I appreciate those points. My whole life's been bizarre. But life is crazy. Life's an adventure. There's people that say life's boring. I don't know what planet you're living on. Let's talk to Jacob at Oklahoma and then James. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yes, sir. I'm here in Oklahoma. I just want to say one thing, including my other comment, that to the guy, the anonymous guy, he needs to go read Patrick Henry's speech and realize how long our founding fathers, which were 10 times the men of these macho, you know, they've got a few guns, so they think they're going to take on the government. Macho guys. Our founding fathers were 10 times the men that they are, and me too. And they, how many years? 10, 15 years they pleaded with words to the King of England. They didn't, but people act like they just, you know, they were hot-headed, and they were just ready to just fly off the handle and start a war.
And before they got violent because they were attacked, they stopped paying the taxes. They stopped putting up with stuff, and they started hanging posters everywhere, and they started, when somebody was a bad soldier or cop, they would take them and tar and feather them, which was quite a – people died quite often when you did that to them because the skin would burn off. But the point is that they weren't – they didn't just say, let's just go attack the police station because we're going to have a civil war. Let's go take over the Texas Capitol while they call in the army on us. No, they would go find the people that did something to somebody. They would go find them. And again, we have, all I want is people shooting their mouths off about violence. Half the time are feds. Other half the time they're really angry and ready to do something. If they just put that energy into waking other people up, we have the moral authority. We need to use it. And again, I have found most of the military is awake more than the general public. Including officers. Most of the police are more awake than the general public. Let me tell you, our problem is going to be the general public if things collapse. We're going to be asking for troops on the streets. And again, they engineered it that way, but we don't just need to, if they have troops on the streets, go out and have a war with them. We need to explain, hey, these troops were put in this position, trained over the last decade for the banker collapse they've implemented. We've got to get the truth out of what happened. Again, so the globalists aren't just going to have troops come take our guns. They're going to collapse things first. All hell's going to break loose. When they come in to restore order, like Katrina, they're going to say, you got to turn them in. That's how they're going to do it. There's not going to be communications in areas when they do this. And it will be a death sentence for the military. It's not going to be like New Orleans where there were still some people that got shot trying to take guns. And you try that in Texas or Alabama or Tennessee or Vermont. I mean, it's over. I mean, it's going to be. But again, we're not like macho wanting a bloodbath here. We're wanting to overt this. The globalists have this planned. We've got to defeat them. I appreciate your call. We've got to outthink them. We've got to have situational awareness of the real politic, not what we're being force-fed here by the corporate media. Listen, they aren't going to go much longer. With fixed Nielsen ratings, and I knew they were fixed, MSNBC's top shows have 1 million listeners. We have that many every hour or more, conservatively. It's made up. It's It is fake. The whole thing is fake. One more caller because they've been holding so long. Then I'll get to Max and Noel and Alice in Wonderland calling from Ohio. I thought that's in Kansas. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Missouri. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for getting me on. I'm a first-time caller. I appreciate you working me in here. I just want to also comment on the anonymous caller. First of all, it is kind of sketchy. I know that you said by his voice it didn't really sound like he'd be a Fed or something, but anyone who's calling in by anonymous has something to hide. So, whatever it is he was hiding, I think it's almost quite obvious. But, we're not at that point yet. We're not ready for that. There's a reason that the First Amendment came before the Second Amendment, because our founding fathers knew the steps that would be needed to fight against this tyranny.
We have to exhaust every other step, and then we have to have the courage to start identifying who the occupiers and collaborators are publicly, and that's not a safe job. Again, folks, identify the globalists. Call them out. Call for their arrest. There are good judges and prosecutors and citizens and grand juries. It's starting to happen. We can arrest all these people. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you. And I also just wanted to have a short little comment on what Tyrell was talking about. I don't believe that our system, capitalism, is within itself evil and the source of our problems.
Oh, no. Tyrell's a huge capitalist, and I almost elaborated when he said that. He's saying this isn't capitalism. This is a rigged monopoly system.
Right, yeah. Just because the only thing I was going to point out is because these mega bankers, they don't have one system that they conform to. I mean, they go through all the countries. They go through all the systems and exploit every single one.
That's right. So, they call it a synthesis.
Yeah.
Very well said. Anything else, sir?
I just don't know how much time you have for me, but I do have a couple of stories that I feel like would be relevant to what we've been talking about with the police state, and also a personal story about my experience through being diagnosed with ADD as a young kid going into high school, and then being put on these ADD medications, just a bunch of different types of ones, and then how I got to college, I got off of them, and it was like my brain had cleared. It was like I could see clearly. I mean, it was like the fog of war had gone.
I know why people do drugs, not just kids they put them on. It's because reality is such a high that you almost want to take some alcohol or whatever the case is, so that it's not so intense. You see, reality is the ultimate trip. To use a hippie term like, LSD trip, reality is the ultimate adventure. God bless you. I think you just told your story right there, brother. All right. Now, joining us is one of my favorite guests. He's Dr. Corey Gold. He is a syndicated talk show host in his own right, coming out of one of our great affiliates out there in California. And he's going to be joining us. I wanted to get him on to talk about solutions, because he's not just a dentist like my dad, but he's a nutritionist and got a bunch. And he's also one of the most successful proprietary developers of some of the most popular vitamin and mineral tinctures out there. And I'm just really excited to have him. We also have a big announcement we're going to make at the start of the next hour. We're not going to do that right now with Dr. Corey Gold, again, who joins us here today. I wanted to get him on at first to discuss just the incredible stuff that we see coming out. As you know, Doc, it came out 2 weeks ago that Merck knowingly was putting out vaccines that they knew actually had the measles, mumps, rubella in them. It's come out that GlaxoSmithKline knew a bunch of their drugs didn't even help people and were killing them. Now we have Monsanto trying to get total government liability to approve anything they want and to give them liability protection. And on the heels of all that, major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQ. In more than a dozen studies that Harvard looked at, they found significant lower IQs in those who lived in the fluoride areas. The children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQs than those who lived in low fluoride areas. Now, again, they just call it fluoride. They put hundreds of chemicals in there. This was known in the Soviet Union when they first put it. By the way, that's mainline history. In the slave camp water. Then the Nazis copied Stalin. The point is, folks, this is premeditated evil. And now they're getting caught on a weekly basis, but still they go forward. It's like they get caught, so then they just say, well, we'll just get liability. And by the way, in California, we're going to shoot your kids up with vaccines without parental consent. That's where Corey Gold joins us from KSCO land there in Santa Cruz. Doc, what do you make of all this? I mean, used to you'd have like a piece of news break like this every 6 months. Now it's every day or two. Is this a good thing, or are they just out in the open now? What do you make of the fact that it's coming out that you know, Big Pharma makes tens of billions and with one drug a year and then pays a $100 million fine? What do you make of this?
Well, you covered a lot of ground there, Alex, but you're right. I mean, it's been known for a long time that if you put things into the food supply, you can control the public. And you're right. Nazi Germany, they were using things like fluoride in the water to control people. Soviet Russia, they were using things like fluoride in the water to control people. And you have to question why we're doing it here. There's discussion out in the open right now about adding lithium to the public drinking supply because too many people in America are depressed. And if we added a little lithium to the drinking water, we would have happier population like, you know, Stanford people. So, yeah, government is controlling people by what they put in the drinking water. Look at in Chicago, they're confiscating homemade lunches that mothers and fathers make and replacing it with government lunches because government is telling you parents don't have rights to control their children's diets. Government's in charge of your diets. And to some degree, you can't run away from the food supply. So if they put GMOs in the food supply and fluoride in the water and lithium in the water, where do you run? Where do you hide to control your own life?
And notice this is all happening right as we gain so much momentum. Their answer is, oh, yeah, you don't like it? We'll hit you with 100 times more.
Well, just think about this. I mean, they're now telling people if you collect rainwater that falls on your roof in your home, it's illegal in some states to collect rainwater that falls on your own roof on your own home because the government owns the water that falls on your house.
Oh, yeah. Last year, they wanted to tax $2,000 per episode for any hay dust in a barn as if that's toxic, but then GMO can blow around everywhere in people's faces. All of this is supposed, you know, fine and dandy, but I was seeing the Department of the Interior and others, they're even discussing runoff taxes, saying that you need to pay taxes just for rain that falls on your yard.
Right. They're looking to find any way that, you know, water that falls on your yard, you should be taxed for because it waters your grass or waters your crops because the government owns the rain now. I'm waiting for the sunshine tax. It's like if you go outside and walk around, the government's going to charge you by the mile for the sunshine that you collect because somehow now they own the sun.
And by the way, don't give them ideas, Dr. Gore, please. I'm not even joking. Well, of course, Cass Sunstein says that the sun is not good for us,
right,
and that we're conspiracy theorists if we say it.
Right. The sun, which we all know we need to be in. I mean, if you ever go outside, you know you feel better on a nice, warm, sunny day. It feels good to walk out. Your body is designed to enjoy and use sunlight. It actually creates vitamins in your body. But, you know, if you read public written documents by government officials, you think the sun was all bad and out there to kill you. And it's the government's role to prevent you from having sunlight.
And by the way, along that line, because we were joking about taxing the sun, Cass Sunstein actually said, if you say the sun is good for you, put a tax on conspiracy theories. He actually said tax saying the sun is good for you. So in a way, I guess that is a tax on the sun.
I don't know if I have any money left after being taxed. I'm not sure what they're going to come after me for right now. But yeah, I believe the sun, unless you're sitting out there roasting in it, the sun is good for you.
Well said, my friend. I want to come back and look at some of the other big attacks on vitamin and mineral companies I know that are happening right now. And again, we have some big, and I mean big, breaking news when we start the next hour. And then about 20, 30 minutes after that, we're going to have a expert on mind control in studio with us. Even Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is saying that Aurora looks like it was staged. And now, as things intensify, We are really seeing the system come after our Second Amendment. Dr. Gold, I know you're a libertarian slash patriot talk show host in your own right, Doc. What is your view on the open calls to restrict the Second Amendment now?
You have to wonder you could see it coming right after the shooting that was out in Colorado. It was a tragic shooting, and we're learning more and more things that make it seem kind of crazy. It's looking more and more suspicious every day to me, what happened out in Colorado. But you knew 5 seconds after it happened, after your grief went away for the people that were shot, I was waiting for all the calls for gun control that followed immediately thereafter. It was basically the lightning struck and then the sonic boom that follows the thunder afterwards was more gun control. As we give away guns to Mexico. Look what's happening in Mexico. It's illegal to own a gun in Mexico, and there's more gun deaths in Mexico than almost any place in the world. So we should follow that model, I guess, according to the U.S. government.
Well, it's all about enslavement, and it's that simple. But as Time Magazine had to admit, we are winning the fight for the Second Amendment. The system is panicking. The public doesn't trust him anymore. So what does Corey Gold expect him to do next? We'll come back with Dr. Gold straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones.
So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Will you make it shallow?
Will you make it shallow?
So,
so I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
I wish you could bury tyranny.
You're a stonewall.
Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. We're talking about the attacks on farming, ranching, your own rainwater, gardens. They're going in Oklahoma and other areas and cutting down people's backyard gardens now, not just front yard gardens. They're arresting people all over the country with lemonade stands, not just fining them. They gave a guy 30 days in jail for collecting rainwater for his backyard garden in Oregon. And they're saying, you bet we're going to arrest you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they do not want you taking care of yourself. They want you under this medical mafia. And that's where longevity comes in at InfoWarsTeam.com. I mean, you've seen Aaron Dykes lose 92 pounds, and it's not even advertised with Pollen Burst and Beyond Tangy Tangerine to make you lose weight. You just aren't as hungry. You know, I lost 40 pounds and then haven't even been working out like I used to and have stayed there. If I worked out like Aaron does, I'd lose another 20, 30 like I need to. The point is I'm still a bit chubby, but I was getting downright corpulent or porpoise-like. The point is that that's a side issue, but everybody should visit InfoWarsTeam.com, where we have all of the great longevity products discounted. And there's a little special announcement up there on the site as well that we'll be making on the radio coming up at the start of the next hour. But getting back to Dr. Corey Gold, I mean, this really is about a revolution of taking our lives in our own hands and really coming out of this system. And that's where health comes in. They want us debilitated so they can sell us drugs that they know are making us sick.
Well, today the word in medicine is, you know, living with disease. It's maintaining with a disease state. It's not about preventing disease state. It's not about curing disease state. It's about living with disease. If you listen to a lot of these things, we have these drugs which will help you function normally or close to normally with these diseases that you have. And what we're all about and what your show is a lot about is, you know, how do you live without, how do you not get them? And if you have them, how do you have your body work to fix them the best you can? And that's where great things like water comes in. And that's where food supplies come in. And that's where vitamins and minerals come in. And that's where doing things that just make common sense, having pure water, eating clean, non-GMO food, having vitamins, minerals, nutrients, omega oils, it just makes sense. But yet you hear TV telling you that people talk about drinking clean water and people that want non-GMO food and people talk about supplementing with vitamins and minerals are crazy people. And it's like they're turning the world upside down on their head. It's like what makes common sense is meant to be crazy. And when the world buys into common sense being crazy, we're in a weird place.
That's a good way to put it. I'm always trying to describe how these corporate brainwashers sell us on the idea that we're the weirdos.
Right.
They really are selling us on an upside-down world. They're like, yeah, the fluoride brain damages, you put it in your water for your kids. We're like, but you admit it brain damages. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Drink it. But, you know, Dr. Dean Adell, he says you don't need those vitamins. Vitamins are bad. He actually says they're bad.
Right.
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, you do not need supplements. Studies show supplements are bad for you. I'm sure you've heard that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's been a saying for a long time. How could he be saying that as a health practitioner? But that's his worldview, and you know, why, I don't know.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.